Democrats voice opposition to Operation Epic Fury. Ilhan Omar calls it reckless abuse of power. By Amy Furr on February 28, 2026. Democrat lawmakers are voicing their frustration at President Donald Trump regarding Operation Epic Fury in Iran. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY. Senator Mark Warner, DBA, and Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, were among those who shared their opposition to the overnight strikes. Donald Trump promised to keep America out of costly and endless foreign wars. He is now doing the exact opposite in the Middle East. Congress must vote on a war powers resolution immediately, Jeffries wrote in a social media post. Schumer said in a social media post, Iran must never be allowed to attain a nuclear weapon, but the American people do not want another endless and costly war in the Middle East when there are so many problems at home. The administration has not provided Congress and the American people with critical details about the scope and immediacy of the threat. Confronting Iran's malign regional activities, nuclear ambitions, and harsh oppression of the Iranian people demands American strength, resolve, regional coordination, and strategic clarity. Unfortunately, President Trump's fitful cycles of lashing out and risking wider conflict are not a viable strategy. In a video posted Saturday, Warner asked viewers if President Trump had put the nation into another forever war in the Middle East, then questioned the motivation behind the strikes. Omar claimed the president was dragging the nation into an illegal and unjustified war with Iran without congressional authorization, without a clear objective, and without any imminent threat to the United States. This is a reckless abuse of power that puts both innocent civilians and American lives on the line for a conflict the American people do not want, she said. In contrast, Senator John Fetterman, DPA, expressed support for the strikes on Iran, saying, "Negotiations have never worked with Iran. Sometimes you have to take action to create peace," for Breitbart News. The outlet noted. One of Trump's longtime Republican critics, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, continued with his displeasure regarding the president, claiming on X that Trump did not seek congressional approval, though there was a meeting held earlier this week with the Gang of Eight, a group of lawmakers who are briefed on highly classified issues and operations, Fox News reported. The U.S. military operation, working in concert with Israel, is targeting military targets and ballistic missile sites that pose an imminent threat, a U.S. official told Fox News chief national security correspondent Jennifer Griffin. Trump told the Iranian armed forces to lay down their arms, promising they would be treated fairly if they did, or face certain death. He encouraged the Iranian people to seize control of your destiny as the strikes in Tehran began, Breitbart News reported Saturday. The outlet reported in January. As the death toll from Iran's crackdown on anti-regime protests reaches staggering levels, with families searching through body bags, over 10,000 arrested, and executions underway, President Donald Trump canceled all talks with Iranian officials, declared help is on its way, and warned that regime killers will pay a big price. The U.S. urged Americans to leave the country. Breitbart News continued. And the president also urged protesters to take over your institutions against the brutal Islamic Republic theocracy.